You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
But Ed Canoe at Put 'Em Up, See Dukes hits me up. He says, guys, Dukes, he's just doing a courtesy tour. That's what this is? Are you saying he's not interested? He's talking about Harbaugh. He's just doing a courtesy tour.
Right.
To make sure, you know, that ownership looks good because he interviewed with them. So now he gives 2 cents about Arthur Blank and how Arthur Blank looks. Like, you're either interested in the job or you're not.
Well, a player to be named later on Twitter writes to both of us, the Falcons are pawns. We will be used to make more money for Harbaugh, as he will sign with the Giants.
Where is he going? How much money do you think we're...
Well, I mean, again, it's a billionaire's boys club to own these teams, and Arthur can go as deep in the pocket as anybody. So, I mean, if you earmark Harbaugh as your guy, then the bidding war ensues. $20 million was the starting off. It was reported by that our sister station in Cleveland.
Yep.
We'll see. I mean, that may be off by $5 million. I don't know. We'll find out. You like
Harbaugh? I'm the only pawn
in Game of Life.
In Game of Life.
Yeah, yeah. I don't hate the idea of a Harbaugh. I like to see a younger guy, and the fact that he fixes the offense, Ulbrich's on defense.
You hope.
Matt and the GM, a functionary, in title only, as GM, as Matt builds the Falcons.
Yeah, look, and before I let you hear Matt, I want to be clear about this. I said this earlier, and I know many of you, you don't listen for all, you know, 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is. We wish you do, and if you do, great. I don't think we're in a bad position. If we get Harbaugh, great. That's the number one guy just based on the experience and the fact of what he brings. But if you're telling me it's Clint Kubiak, I'm not mad. I said this to Mike earlier. I'm not going to be upset, and I'm not going to be disappointed. And even if you said Kevin Stefanski, which I told you guys last week, is a hot commodity and he's well-respected around the league, and I know it's hard for many of you because you go, he came from a losing organization. Football minds around the NFL see Kevin Stefanski differently than how we as fans go, man, right, he screwed that up, because they know what happened. So if you're telling me, Mike, those are our three choices – I don't think Falcon fans were in a bad spot. But here's the kicker. If you hire one of these other guys and it goes wrong and Harbaugh goes somewhere else and wins, you're going to lose your damn mind.
Yeah, but I mean, the Harbaugh is a better option than Belichick was.
Absolutely.
Things went so south for Belichick those last couple of years in New England. And you know, in the case of Harbaugh, he's in the playoffs. He's probably going to the Super Bowl if Mark Andrews doesn't drop that ball.
I agree.
You know, certainly they got an even money shot. You know, Lamar Jackson is an amazing talent, but he's also frustrating because he turns it over a lot in the playoffs. If you go back and look at some of their big playoff battles, Lamar's had a lot of turnovers. Now, Todd Monken, I don't know how much of this stuff that's been out here the last couple of weeks about Baltimore, they turn into a soap opera. Monken doesn't talk to him. Monken says, that's not true. Harbaugh says, I got a great relationship. Some say he doesn't have a great relationship with Lamar. I don't know. It was probably time for Harbaugh to move on. The good news about Harbaugh, and this, a couple of guys brought this up, Andy Reid, you know, who thought Andy Reid was going to have the level of success he had in Kansas City? You know, he was a guy that was famous for never bringing home the bacon in Philly, all those great teams. You know, some of that, unfortunately, you know, Donovan McNabb maybe, you know, came up short in some big moments. But Andy Reid reinvents himself in Kansas City, and he's got the QB. Problem for us is, if Harbaugh wants to reinvent himself, Jackson Dart is maybe a better starting off point in his mind than a banged-up Michael Penix Jr., who's injury-prone. That would be the only reason, because the money's going to be the money.
The money's going to be the money.
And I do think that maybe Matt's not a proven piece, but Shane, I should say, with the Giants, is kind of a knucklehead. And I wouldn't want to be working with him knowing that my unless the Giants are going to acquiesce and give Harbaugh all that control he wants.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. This is not going to be $10 million more dollars for Harbaugh, okay? And as my man Charles Barkley says, there's nothing I can't do with $5 million that I can't do with $6 million, okay? So the reality is, even if it's a little bit more, for Harbaugh, that is the big decision decider part of this equation that Mike just laid out. And if he feels that way, because, guys, every coach in this league, the ones that have done it, and especially the ones that have really done it at a high level, will tell you, if they had to do it again, and if you went somewhere where you had to build it and you hope that the quarterback you drafted was the guy, they will tell you, I won't do this again unless I know I'm going into a situation where I have a quarterback, because they know how hard that is. So that is a big decision part in this. It's not that this job's not attractive, but Mike's right about that. Like, if that's the deciding factor, it's not going to be because the Giants paying $5 million more. That's not happening. He's going to get the going rate, whatever that is for Jim Harbaugh. And by the way, let me tell you another secret. His agent has already told all these teams what that number is. So if you're interested, come to the table. You know what you're looking at. Nobody's coming to this blindsided.
Right. And look, after Dan Quinn, like, we all know what Dan almost got us to, but those last couple of years, Arthur hung on too long. Should have jettisoned Quinn after 18. But after Dan Quinn and Arthur Smith, you know, and then, you know, Raheem Morris, yeah, he brings that stability. You get a guy who gets it. I mean, that CEO mindset. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just like Stefanski because I got to, first things first, if you believe in Pettix Jr., you got to get him back on track.
You do.
And you need somebody who comes in with an offensive mindset. I love the Shanahan tree, and that because of the familiarity with presumably Ulbrich, I think that keeps Ulbrich in here. Some Falcon fans, that makes them happy. You know, and then, as we said, Matt and his GM go cook and go buy some groceries. But I don't know if some people are, maybe I'm too hung up on the Pennix thing. Maybe the coach looks at it and does Harbaugh or another candidate, does Stefanski say, I can totally fix Pennix. Look at all the quarterbacks I went through. I mean, or does Stefanski have the balls to say to Matt, I got to be honest, I don't see it in Pennix Jr.
Okay, but wait a minute. I mean, are we misinterpreting this when you say fix him?
He's got to be better than what he's been.
He's got to play better.
He's got to be healthy, number one.
But he's not broke.
Well, he's not great either.
But when you say fix him, you make it sound like this is a reclamation project.
He's under 60% completion percentage for his career. His third down percentage is abysmal.
12 starts is not enough.
14 games in his career. Cannot play under center as of yet consistently. That's got to be fixed.
12 starts is not enough. But he's not broke. And when we interpret it that way, you're saying, I had a broke-ass quarterback who couldn't do a damn thing, and I need a coach in here who can fix it.
But I don't think people outside of Atlanta think Michael Penix is anything more than the next Mitch Trubisky. No one knows what this guy is.
No, I don't.
And I don't think anybody feels he's that good outside of the fans here in Atlanta that would want him to be good. And I learned my lesson with Desmond Ridder. Wanting somebody to be the guy doesn't make him the guy.
No, it doesn't. No. I think he has a lot of upside, but I don't know either. Look.
And the injury thing is real.
You can't deny it. I mean, the injury report is the injury report. Let's hear Matt Ryan. I want you to play this for me, when he talks about what can you expect from the Falcons with him as the president of football.
You want to be in the mix in the playoffs, and it's been too long there, and we're going to work really hard and find the right people to get us back into that position to be successful. But you guys know it, football, it's about the people. The building is about the people. There's a lot of really good people in that building that are already there. It starts at the top with Arthur Blank, and I'm fortunate to be in this position, excited about the opportunity, and ready to get started.
Okay. Snake Eyes hits me up. He says, Dukes, man, first of all, brother, calm down. Matt's had the job for 3 days. 3 days?
Yep.
You believe that? You don't think that he knew this was going down months ago?
Carl, there's a process for everything.
Get out of here. I mean, Snake Eyes, you're fooling yourself.
Folks believe what they read. They don't think outside the lines. People have been cowed in 2025 I only saw it on Twitter. No, Carl's right. Arthur Blank's been talking to Matt for
This is old news. Y'all act like he just walked into the facility and went, where do I go eat?
Right.
Dude, y'all are tripping. But he's known this. And by the way, if you've known this, even though Mike's right, you had to go through the process of the interviews and doing things the right way through the league, you don't think Matt's been working behind the scenes and planning and talking to folks? Come on, man. This is not like he's been on the job 3 days.
Well,
technically, yes.
For instance, does Harbaugh bring Todd Monken with him? Cleet hits us up. Our buddy Cleet Holmes goes, wild how Monken got all the flowers for unlocking Lamar as a passer last year. First time going over 4,000 yards, and now he's like an idiot. You know, he's another drop pass from a Super Bowl. I agree. No, I like Monken. It's just I'd like to get to the facts, and nobody seems to know what exactly happened in Baltimore in that soap opera. Was he not talking to his own quarterback? Was his quarterback tuning him out? Does the quarterback need to take more responsibility in his job?
You're talking about Monken?
Yeah, Monken with Lamar Jackson. I don't know. But, I mean, one thing for certain, Monken is a brilliant offensive.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win. Dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mind. And if Penix can stay healthy, he might be the guy to get to turn Michael Penix Jr. into a Pro Bowler, Carl. And that's attracted to a lot of fans, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but we're going to need him to be that, Mike. We're going to need, if Penix is here, we're going to need him to play like a Pro Bowl level type quarterback. And even better, I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.